You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is Ace and Friends.
Because I'm going to the gym, Riggins.
Okay. That's why I'm wearing gym shorts. Right as we start, Riggins, what are you wearing gym shorts for?
I might need to work on it. Sometimes I ask things and it's too aggressive. I've learned that about myself. My brother does the same thing.
My wife does that.
I don't know what. When my brother calls you, what are you doing?
Yeah.
When it's just really like, hey, I'm just calling, but it's, what are you doing?
Yeah.
My dad kind of does a little bit, so I
TJ says that Jody does it because everything is an interrogation instead of a question. Yeah. And that's the way it is with Amanda. She does the same thing. You know, why'd you put that there? Huh? Because that's where it belongs?
Yeah.
You know, what is that? If I say, I got to go make a call real quick. Who are you calling?
Yeah.
No, it's for work. You wouldn't even know who I'm, if I told you, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I also need to be aware that it's not meant that way.
Yeah.
But instantly I respond with anger.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's don't, why you, none of your business. Why are you quiet? If I told you, you wouldn't know. So why are you being such a jerk about it? Why are you being such a jerk about it? You're the one that started it.
She's like, but I didn't know I started it.
Right. And as many times as I've said, hey, when you ask something, like, it's like an attack. Oh, okay. She never,
yeah.
Women don't change. Let me start the show with that today. Women don't change.
Yeah.
You know, it's always on you to have to change.
Yeah. Well, good for you going to the gym right after work.
Good evening, ladies. Yeah. that's not a fair thing to say. Yeah. Trying to get it in on a Friday as soon as I can to be done.
Yeah.
You know, so I can get to the rest of the weekend.
Sure.
My weekend plans have changed. By the way, fun, funny, and fast, welcome to Ace and Friends, the Friday episode. I am the modern day Mr. Rogers. My friends Riggins and Tech D Rob are here. So, yeah, we were going to go see this tribute band tonight at this place she's been wanting to go to. But she's decided now that she thinks she might want it, would rather spend the evening on the lake.
Nice. So yeah, that's what I thought.
I have a, yeah, me too. I just realized the other day my boat is like 13 years old. It's a pretty decent shape to be 13. It needs a good cleaning, top to bottom, a good cleaning. But, you know, can't get rid of it now because it's not worth much and I can't afford a new one.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have miles, an odometer on a boat?
Hours of service.
Hours.
It tells you how many hours of service it's been used.
Have you gotten your money's worth?
Yeah. I don't have it. Because I've had it for so long. I don't have as many hours of service as you would think because for so long, I don't go very far because when I lived in the big house right on the lake, we were all usually just out in the cove with the kids because it was a huge area that was safer. So we were just right out there. I don't take long boat rides very often. So.
Yeah.
There is something that's come up that as we really get into today's episode of Ace and Friends, that is a decision you've got to decide. Are you on... Well, you're either on one side or the other. You're either one of these people or you're not. I happen to be one of these people. My wife is not. And you will think about this every time you travel from now on. Coming up next, hang on.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Ace and Friends.
You either are or you aren't. There's no in between. Riggins found a TikTok, and it's just some, there's just some audio clips that go with this, but they're like, oh, no, but there's a lot of cussing, so that's why we don't play.
Yeah.
Either are someone who uses the drawers in a hotel room, or you are not.
Yeah.
If I am staying in a hotel more than one night, I am using the drawers in the hotel room. Because I want everything put away. So if I check in on a Friday and I'm checking out on Sunday, the first thing I do is unpack my bag and place things in the drawers so that I can put the bag away and I'm done with that.
Hell no. Hell no. The only thing I'm definitely not putting my stuff in the drawers. The only thing I might do is hang up the shirts that need to be ironed or you know, buttoned up. Button down shirts. That's the only thing I'm doing in regards to the closet or the drawers.
And my wife, Amanda, is exactly like you, Riggins. Everything is in the bag, stays in the bag. Hell, everything stays in the bag for her a week or two after she gets home. Sitting in the closet, in the bag open.
Yeah.
But yeah, she just comes in, puts it like on the either on the little ottoman somewhere or in a chair, whatever, bag open.
Sure.
She's unpacked at that point while I am diligently stacking everything, making sure that and I'll ask the same time, do you want any of these drawers? No? Okay, then I'm going to spread my stuff out on my customer.
The
underwear, socks in one drawer, shirts in the other drawer.
The video is so funny, though, because the woman is like so grossed out.
Just laying on the bed like,
I married a guy that uses the drawers in a hotel. Ugh. So funny.
You're saying that when you go somewhere, you don't just leave your clothes in the plastic bag that you tied up?
Yeah, you're right. Is that how you traveled to Atlanta?
Yeah.
With a garbage bag?
No, not even a garbage bag. Just like a grocery bag for the clothes.
Did you know that? Did you know that?
No. Why would I? How? I mean, I know. I wouldn't have even thought to ask, hey, Rob, did you use a suitcase or did you use a plastic grocery bag?
It was a plastic grocery bag.
And you just put your stuff in there? Did you fold it? I'm assuming not.
Of course not.
You just take the, oh my God, Rob.
Okay. I think we have questions now. Hang on a second. We'll get into it next. Hang on.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
We just learned shocking information, if you missed it, that Tech D Rob recently traveled to Atlanta for the weekend, drove down on a Friday, came home on Sunday, and used a plastic bag from a grocery store as his luggage.
Correct. So when I got to the night, it's a nice hotel too. It's the AC Hotel. It's a brand new one.
Yeah, those are good hotels.
Pulled up, got the valet parking set up, pulled out my box fan, pulled out my bag of clothes, my book bag. A cardboard box that I used to hold all my Star Wars cards.
It's like the Beverly Hillbillies coming to town.
Yeah, and then my CPAP in a bag as well. So, I mean, I was already carrying too many things. I couldn't weigh myself down with another larger bag for clothes.
Wait, so you have a box fan, and you have a cardboard box that has your gaming stuff in it for your Star Wars game that you're there to play.
Correct.
Okay. Then your clothes are all in the small plastic bag like you would bring home your groceries in. Mm-hmm. And where is the CPAP machine?
It has its own special bag that I carry with me.
Okay.
So what's in the book bag? Why didn't you just put your clothes in your book bag?
It's got my computer, my iPad, some of my Star Wars stuff that doesn't fit in the cardboard thing, like deck boxes are in there. My toiletries bag, you know, like okay. my toothbrush and all that stuff.
So it's just filled up with other stuff.
Yeah. So to be honest, that stayed packed from when I got back from Atlanta until yesterday. I pulled it out of the backpack finally.
So it stayed the whole week then?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting.
So you think somebody that travels with their clothes in a grocery bag would be traveling lightly, but he's not.
No, I'm not.
He's got a ton of crap.
it only took me one trip up and down, and they were appalled. Like, my friends were like, how did you do that?
So you did it all in one trip?
Yep.
So you go walking into the lobby of this nice hotel with your box fan.
Well, the first I had
box fan, plastic bag, cardboard box, CPAP machine.
Yeah, I had to check in before I got all my stuff because they were getting it all put on a
cart.
Most of the stuff was put on a cart, and I pushed the cart around. But on the way down, there was no cart, so I had to hold all of it. It was a little rough.
Did it bother the guys in the room with you that you had the fan going the entire time?
It made one of them cold, so he wasn't exactly happy about that, but I moved it a little bit, so I didn't mess with it.
Ooh, I'm cold. Guys shouldn't get cold.
Okay. Guys can't get cold, Riggins?
No, I don't think so.
Is that one of your dad's rules or something? Hang
on. Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
The good news, man, tomorrow's 420, brother.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. It's not anymore, Riggs, but this used to be a big day for you.
Sure,
you were in college.
Yeah absolutely.
No, that's actually not the good news. The good news today starts in Philadelphia. A fantastic story. The manager of a Taco Bell near Philadelphia did CPR on an 11-week-old baby and saved the kid's life. The little boy's mom had just turned into the drive-thru Saturday when she realized the baby had turned blue and wasn't breathing.
What?
So she's in the drive-thru, and they didn't say, but it says turned into the drive-thru. I don't know if that means turned to the window or she turned to the speaker. But the manager, her name's Becky Arbaugh, immediately dropped everything, threw her headset down, ran to the car, got the baby, did chest compressions, and brought the baby back to life. Had been not breathing. And I can see how that can happen. When you're driving a car and a baby's in the back, like you can look and see and check while you're driving, but especially mm-hmm. if you're in a parking lot, you're not hearing any noise, you kind of glance up and see. I don't know that you would know. It would take a minute to realize, oh my God, the baby's blue.
Yeah.
The baby would almost have to be blue before you'd realize they're not breathing. So Becky runs outside, does chest compressions, brings him back to life, and she says she was able to stay calm because she had a similar experience with her own daughter years before that.
Whoa.
And was able to save this baby's life.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And a family in Canada saw a recent study that found teaching rats to drive tiny cars makes them less stressed.
Oh, like damn, Stuart Little.
So they built some custom rides for their two pet rats and trained them to do it.
I love
so
that.
Videos are all over Instagram right now, but... And we're concerned about how stressed rats are. Rats get stressed.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do we know that?
I don't know.
I'm not sure about that's in the good news. I mean, it's not bad news.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice thing to do, but is that, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's that important. Just to me, in the grand scheme of things, I'd rather have another story about Becky.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. But you order an Uber and your Uber, your car pulls up and it's a rat driving. Does that freak you out?
Well, yeah.
You wouldn't take the ride?
I would, no. Why would I? No.
If it knows how to drive?
Like someone dressed as a rat? Or you mean
like an actual rat that knows how to drive.
What an odd question to ask someone.
Is it?
I don't really know how to respond to that.
I'd rather have a rat than a robot. If the rat knows how to drive, then he's driving.
I'm going robot.
You're going to embrace the robot?
For that moment, I'll be forced to embrace the robot, I think.
You're
That's
fraud.
One of the most interesting good news segments we've ever had, I think.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
people mean well. They have the best of intentions, often. They just don't know what to say or what's the right thing to say. There's a TikTok going viral, and the caption is, "Stupid things people said to us when our baby died." And it's a young couple.
Yeah.
There's a there's an element of kind of, I don't know if it's sadness to this.
Absolutely there is.
But they're trying to make it funny, I think.
Yeah.
The couple's trying to have fun. They're a young couple. They live to be in their, if they're in their 20s, they're early 20s. Mm-hmm. But my heart goes out to them because I kind of understand the situation that they find themselves in.
Things people said to us when our baby died.
At least you're young. It's like, yeah, good point. Young enough to have another one die, huh?
This is all part of God's plan. Like, I don't care if this is part of God's plan. This sucks.
Yeah, God's plan really sucks for me, but it worked out great for Drake. He's just too perfect for this world. It's like, yeah, good point. I guess I would have rather had a serious criminal as a son.
But people don't know what to say.
That's it.
They're trying to say something, and there's really nothing you can say. And I guess the point is, just, you can let, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss.
Is that the right thing to say?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. It's like, because I mean, Peyton was 21 when she died. I know, and you know, and I know that you know, and you know that I know that you know. Right, so let's we got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But people try to be kind. And it's one of the things that I've always reminded myself is that people are very kind. And I never have really had a situation where anybody said anything that I would be like, that was weird.
Trying to say the right thing, but it comes out wrong because they don't know what to say.
I'm sure they have. But I think in most cases, you know, just keep it simple. Yeah, but I understand when it's a baby, when it's a tiny baby, you know, Peyton was in a car wreck. And this sounds harsh. It was her own fault. But when it's a tiny baby, you're trying to figure out, like, why would this happen?
Yeah.
And people try to say something that's comforting. And it's, you know, just, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
And then when they say, oh, thank you, then move on.
Yeah.
So how are you doing? Look, I just said thank you. We're done.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. So how are you? How's the family? Oh. We're good.
You don't like that follow up.
Are there times when you get ready? All right. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Let's don't follow up too much.
Yeah.
I can understand if you ask, how's everybody doing? Okay. Fair enough. After that, you know, sorry for your loss. How is everyone? We're good. Thanks. End of story.
Yeah. I know a lot of people like recommended books and things after Peyton died.
Yeah.
Do people still do that? Like, here's something you need to read or
No, not as much
to?
Anymore. No.
That's going to be overwhelming.
Yeah. Somebody recommended one. I have three books now that I've never read that sit there that I think, oh, I bet those are good. Because there was one that I read and it made me so sad reading it that after about, I forced myself to read the first 45 pages. And I was like, I'm not reading this anymore. It was dad stories. It was written for dads because the guy's point was that the point of the book was when the guy went looking for books about the death of children and overcoming it, everything was for the mom, and the things that were for the dad were how the dad could be more supportive to the mom. And he was like, I'm real sad. I need some help here. And so he started putting together these stories. But reading the stories of each person as they set up what they were made me so sad. I was like, this is... I'm not getting anything out of this, but these sad stories, I'm not reading this anymore.
Yeah, so I'm already feeling down.
Yeah, like I stopped reading them.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have a bit of an update from something huge that is happening in my life that I don't think I should be talking about. That reality show person called our house yesterday.
Yeah.
Very interesting conversation. I don't know how much I can tell you, but I'll tell you a little bit about it next. Hang on.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but... Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities. maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
So I mentioned to y'all yesterday on Ace and Friends that my wife and I are being interviewed for this reality TV show about age gap couples. I don't know that I'm supposed to be saying that on the radio, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. I haven't asked. They haven't said don't.
They reached out to a radio show privately. Person, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I don't.
So we had a phone call yesterday with one of the producers of the show, one of the casting. There are two people casting the show. They're also involved in being the producers of the show. And was comforted somewhat by what they were saying, is that we're not looking to do the seedy side of age gap couples. We're looking for like respectable people,
yeah,
who live good lives, that kind of thing. And I said, well, that's good, because I'm not interested in being involved in, you know, the whatever
freaky romance.
I don't want to be the bad girls club of age gap couples.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then we asked, just out of curiosity, what is the network? I don't think I'm supposed to say, so I can't tell you the network, but I was shocked. It's major.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not what I thought it was. It's not, you know, yesterday we were talking about it could be like a YouTube channel thing or some kind of English thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. Really? It's legit.
Everybody knows this network?
Oh, yes.
Is it the Weather Channel?
It's legit. Rob, you nailed it. Weather Channel.
Is it ABC, NBC, CBS, or like one step below those?
It's not those. It's not the broadcast network.
Yeah. Is it like
it's involved with a broadcast network? So,
what's the first letter?
I'm not saying anything else.
We did
about an hour long phone interview yesterday.
Dang!
And the lady was super nice and head over heels. And she said, "I have to tell you, I love your story." And she said, "I'm the one that found y'all, and I'm rooting for y'all to make it." So she said, "I have to have a conversation with my." Part of there are two of them setting up the casting. And the next step is a Zoom call that will last somewhere between 90 minutes and 2 hours that is filmed.
Yeah.
And they are very meticulous about how that works.
You want what?
That will be narrowed down to 10 people. And she sent me a text last night that said, I will call you tomorrow to schedule your Zoom call. We're down in the final 10, apparently, of this show that's been
going. Oh, my God.
So, I don't know.
When would filming commence?
Don't know that. They don't know any of that stuff yet. I'll know more today when they call us to talk about the Zoom call and what all is involved. Something interesting. I'll tell you in a minute, if you've ever watched a reality show, I find it interesting because you go, oh, that's how that works. Coming up next, hang on.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
So I'm already probably dooming this to failure by telling you too much about my experience yesterday with this reality show television producer. So if you missed it, my wife and I had an hour-long phone conversation yesterday and apparently have made the cut because we're finding out today when our Zoom call will be next week. They give you a week advance because they are very meticulous about how this is done, because they will film the Zoom, and if you make it to be on the TV show, that footage is used in the setup of who you are and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so she was giving us a little bit of background. And this is one of those, we didn't apply to be on the show. They contacted us out of the clear blue. And I don't know if it was the fact that we did a hashtag age gap couple thing the other day on the show, talking about people making age gap jokes. And it was a video that we posted on our social media, or she got it from that article that was about us about a year ago in the whatever that place is in London. But anyway, they're very particular about the background of what is shown in your house when they film. And she admitted a lot of times when you're sitting there, people are sitting in front of green screens.
Yeah.
Most of it is green screened. But in this case, because then we're going to go to that kind of hassle, like we have to be turned. There's a list of things like no windows. Not even if they have shutters over them, no windows. And so we'll probably have to rearrange our entire living room.
Something.
Because our entire living room is windows. It's all the way around is all windows. So the only thing you could see would be we'd have to shoot into the kitchen.
Yeah.
But we may have to, there's an entryway. We may have to put a plant back there or something. It's a whole thing you'll have to go through to restage your house to shoot to do this Zoom interview with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to someone else's house would be the other thing. But I don't want to go to somebody else's house while they're asking us very detailed and intimate questions. And, you know, like your friends are sitting around, you know, listening to what's going on.
Yeah, that's super weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. So, like I said, we find out today when the Zoom call is next week. And I guess that's it. Once you do that, you just wait to hear.
Wow.
Reality show that I was almost on The Circle, we did that Zoom call, and that was the last thing. The next thing was you're either in or you're out. You know, do what, Rob?
Did they say how many of the 10 are going to make it to the show?
Two or three.
Ooh. Couples.
Yeah, couples. They believe three.
Okay.
Yeah, what if it's like a Survivor where you got to battle it out with other age gap couples?
We're good. I'm good. Amanda's she's very competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would, between the two, we'd roast some people on that. I hope it is that.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
This is Ace and Friends.
Are we about to hear the ultimate blow to a woman's ego? This TikTok has gone viral. But it is so funny and relatable, I think, to many women.
Many of the girlies out there have been traumatized by putting on your boyfriend's clothes and thinking they're going to be, like, so big and baggy and, like, so oversized. Oh, what'd you put on? I was at his apartment in Boston, and he had these jeans, and he wears, like, slim-fitting pants. He looks great. He has great style. And he had bought some, like, more relaxed-fit jeans. And he was like, I just hate these. I feel like a dad. And I see them, and I'm like, these are going to fit me and be so baggy and so boyfriend fit, and I'm going to wear these, right?
Skinny jeans on you?
The way they zipped up so snug. The way my thighs were stuffed on. Into them. And then he goes, come out and show me. I was like, no, I can't show you this. Right now, the way they fit him versus me, I was like traumatized. And like in the same weekend, I don't know what, at one point, we were just going to take a nap, and I like had on a t-shirt, and I threw on a pair of his boxer briefs. I was like, are these Spanx?
You
like,
can't be wearing bottoms. You should have asked me first.
I've seen memes like that before where.
Are they cut differently?
No, I don't think so.
But I mentioned that I played this for Amanda, and she goes, yeah, I've tried on a pair of your jeans before. And I'm like, how does he get into these things? There's got to be something with, there's no way, there is no way my wife can put on my jeans and they're not just falling off of her baggie.
Well, maybe she's got like good thigh muscles or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, nice.
It's just not possible. I'm 6'4", about 215 right now. She's 5'8", about 135.
Pure muscle.
Yeah. Built like a brick house.
Right. It's like, that's just not possible.
That would be ego shattering, though.
Oh, I can see where if a woman goes in and she goes, I'm going to try his pants on and show him. It's going to be so baggy. They're going to be so comfortable to bounce around the house, and they'll be great.
So boyfriend fit. And then they're super. She's like, are these Spanx?
Yeah, they're not boyfriend fit at all. They're just
tight jeans.
Tight as hell.
That's brutal.
I can easily see where that would kind of destroy your confidence.
Brutal. So,
yeah.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
You're going to meet a lady who had a plan to smuggle some marijuana, some weed through the airport. Oh, but one small miscalculation has led to a problem. But it does give you the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. Hang on.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and Friends.
I do not know if this is 420 related or not. I tend to think no, just somebody looking to get some weed moved through the Memphis International Airport. 21-year-old Kiara Carter was arrested Sunday at the Memphis International Airport after she was caught carrying 56 pounds of weed in her checked luggage. Now, your first instinct is probably just like mine, that what Kiara did, she got caught because her suitcase was 6 pounds over the limit. When that's not what happened. That is not what happened. Police say that one of her bags, quote unquote, busted open on a luggage cart. And they said, get permission to search that bag. And she agreed. And that's when they found it. Now, it's unclear if the bag was bursting at the seams with 56 pounds of marijuana or if she had spread that marijuana across multiple bags. But in any event, she was charged with marijuana possession with intent to sell, which is a felony.
Yeah. And it sounds like she's probably a drug mule.
Well,
I mean, if you're flying with 56 pounds of weed.
First off, though, don't you think when you know going to the airport that the weight limit is 50?
Yeah.
The very first thing you do is make certain you are well under 50. I'm thinking no more than 45, maybe 47 pounds. Give yourself 3 pound leeway there so you don't have to open that bag in the airport.
So dumb.
So she jams so much in there that one of them busts open and the cop's like, you mind if we check that bag? We think we see weed busting out of that side of that bag. Can we look at it and see what's in there?
So it probably just reeks.
Yeah.
What would have happened if she said no to that? I mean, it's obviously suspicious.
There is, I don't know if said no. If they had, if you say no, they can bring in the dog.
Okay.
Because the dog is not invaded. The dog just walks around it.
So she's just like,
it's and then inevitable. Once the dog hits.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you're in a lot of trouble then.
Because then you've also lied to them at that point.
Yeah, so it helps you to say, go right ahead.
Yeah, are you going to make us wake up the dog? He's napping by the Antian's or by the Cinnabon.
It's like that dog, it's going to take that dog 7 minutes to walk from that end of the airport to here. And we all know what's going to happen when the dog gets here.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. 56 pounds of weed she was trying. And I always thought drug mules strapped it to them or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. But dang, that is a lot of weed.
It's been a long time since drug muled.
That's the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day, though.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
Was it yesterday, Riggins, you told us that Red Lobster is in trouble?
Yeah.
And they think Red Lobster is going, may go out of business.
Filing for bankruptcy.
The new CEO just lasted 8 months and they got rid of him.
Yeah.
So Red Lobster's filing for bankruptcy. When you were a kid, what is a restaurant that you were convinced was fine dining? Like I saw, we didn't have Red Lobster in Alexandria Pineville. And I thought, man, when you see the advertisements on TV, like, oh, I bet that's good. That's fine. That's really a nice place.
Yeah. Outback. For sure.
But Outback is a level above a lot of those other steakhouses. Yeah. Like, to me, Outback is a level up over Lone Star.
Oh, you think so?
Or Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, I kind of put them all in the same category, but yeah, I mean, if we were going to Outback, it was for like my grandfather's birthday.
Yeah, because I think Outback is a little more expensive. I think it's a little bit nicer than
that. I would say that not Texas Roadhouse, but Longhorn and Outback, I would put on the same page.
See, I put Outback slightly ahead of Longhorn and definitely above Texas Roadhouse. Although I love Texas Roadhouse,
I'd rather go to Texas Roadhouse.
I didn't. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, a lot of cases, I would.
Yeah.
I thought because of the television commercials, Olive Garden. When I was a kid,
yeah,
it's a nice place. That must be nice.
Yeah, Hosta.
Didn't have one. I didn't have an Olive Garden in my small town in Louisiana. It's like, yeah. I bet that's nice.
Yeah. When you hear your family.
You know, did you have a place, Rob, that you thought as a kid you were convinced that's fine dining?
When I was a really little kid, we didn't go to Wendy's very often, but when we go, I was like, this is a treat.
Wow. Oh, Wendy's.
It was when they used to have the like in the front of them. There's like the like a greenhouse type situation.
Yep, that's the one in Pineville, Louisiana. That's the one it had. Had that. I didn't realize they all had that.
Yeah, that was like the aesthetic back then. That's what all of them did, and it just I don't know. It felt fancy as a kid.
Yeah. Because like, oh I always thought Wendy's was a little more expensive mm-hmm. than McDonald's.
Right.
Like, oh man, we're going to Wendy's.
You know, it's fine dining if they've got an item called the Baconator. Well, this is white tablecloth. They've got the Baconator.
This was before the Baconator existed, okay?
Yeah. But you're right. You didn't know. You just as a kid, your interpretation of things is totally different.
Right. They go, oh, we're gonna go to Wendy's. I was like, oh, yes. Oh,
man, this is gonna be real nice for going to Wendy's.
Yeah. We traveled from Salisbury to Concord to go to Carrabba's.
Oh. Now, Carrabba's Italian restaurant. Yeah,
I would put that on the fancy side, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty fancy.
Of the ones we've discussed, that might be the fanciest of all.
I agree.
Yeah.
I would have to agree. It's funny, though, what you think. You realize now, like, I used to think that was a really nice place. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
There is a guy that has broken a pretty impressive world record. And a lady who made a small accident on her resume that's got her in a little bit of trouble. All part of Stupid News next.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Ace and Friends.
Time for a quick run around the world for some stupid news. And I say run around the world because we start in Australia, where a 69-year-old man just broke a world record by hitting 120 different bars in 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
He had to order a drink at each one and consume at least 4 ounces.
That's insane.
But here's the catch. All of the drinks don't have to be alcoholic.
Oh.
So, because they said they did the math and they said he did 4 ounces of beer at every place or 4 ounces of any drink. It would end up being 40 beers or 40 drinks that he would have had.
Oh, so he would die is what they're getting at.
Yeah. So he started at a bar in Sydney. He spent the next 24 hours walking around to 119 more bars around the city. So they don't have to be alcoholic. So he probably mixed in a lot of water or like get a Coke or a Sprite or something like that. So he may have only had 4 ounces of beer at every fifth one, but He did finish off. He did finish off with a full pint. I believe it was a pint of Guinness at his very last stop.
A lot of dang beer.
But again, it's another one of those. Oh, there's a world record for that?
Yeah.
Like, who thought of that? The previous record, by the way, was 99 in 24 hours. He hit 120 bars in Sydney in 24 hours. And a 21-year-old college kid in California applied to four different jobs, does not expect to hear back. She realized that she accidentally attached a photo of Miley Cyrus to her resume. So as she put it, I look like a lunatic. I look like a nut.
Here's a picture of me.
Yeah. She knows how it happened. She was taking a break from her job search when she saw the Miley photo online and thought, oh, that's funny. So she wanted to send it to a friend, but instead of dragging it to her desktop, she dragged it on her resume file that was open on the desktop.
Oh, God, I love that.
She said she almost cried when she realized, because who's going to hire somebody that obsessed with Miley Cyrus? She said she fixed the mistake, but there was no way then to go back and resubmit to all those places. She said of the four jobs that she sent the Miley Cyrus resume to, she has not heard back from any of them.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, and she said the worst part is, not even a big Miley Cyrus fan.
I think that could work out, though. Somebody would be like, oh, she's a personality hire. She, you know, her resume's still there, all of her experience. And they might look at it like, hey, you know what? We're looking for somebody kind of quirky and fun.
Yeah, I would just kind of be curious.
Yeah.
Like, put that one to the, at least call her, and do you, or email her back and say, hey, do you meet at Miley Cyrus on your resume?
It made her stand out.
Yeah. So that's stupid news.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
So the Taylor Swift album is out, and Regan said earlier, this is your plan today.
Yeah.
Will you listen to all 31 tracks?
I'm going to try to.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to hear it.
Are you a go home? Yeah. What's your listening? I don't want to seed it. What's your listening process? Is it with the dog walking? Is it a go home? I'm just going to put this on and listen and see what strikes me.
I'm going to take him on a walk and start from track one. And then, you know, maybe later after I get into the beers, replay some of my favorites that I've heard and then listen to the rest of it.
Yeah. Do you run through them? Will you listen to all of each one? Or like if you're halfway through, that one's not doing too much.
I got no problem skipping.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it doesn't hit me in 30 seconds, I'll skip.
Okay. So you could easily cover 10 songs in about the first 4 or 5 minutes. And I'm moving on. Nothing hit me. Okay.
Yeah. I did that on the way to work this morning.
That's what you said, Rob. You just bang through how many of them?
At least 15.
Yeah. Were they all pretty sad?
There was one that was kind of upbeat, and I was like, oh, this is good. But then it went right back to sad.
Yeah. And I'm okay with Taylor Swift's sad music. Yeah. I like it. But if it's a lot of sad.
Yeah, I don't want 31 songs of sad.
Yeah.
I don't want an album that's mostly,
Adele's albums are pretty sad.
Oh, but she's so good.
The one with Post Malone on the new album is the one I was the most disappointed in. It's really slow, and I like Post Malone in a more upbeat song.
Yeah, and see, I don't even want to hear Post Malone on a Taylor Swift song. Like,
he's,
I have no
he's barely
interest.
In it, so you're good.
Okay, good.
I love Post Malone. My love for Post Malone grows every day. You know, I saw him a few years ago in Columbia and thought, this show's pretty boring. I wasn't into the live show at all. I didn't think much of it. But the more I see him, the more I think, that guy's having fun.
Yeah.
Like, good for him.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
And he doesn't worry about what you think of him from a standpoint of, I'm this kind of artist, and to remain successful, I do this. Mm-hmm. He's perfectly fine saying, I love country. I love Ozzy Osbourne. I'll do something with Ozzy. I'll do some hip-hop stuff. And I've seen some interviews where people, especially hip-hop reporters or interviewers, have tried to get him, lure him into saying something stupid. And he's real cool. He's like, man, that's just not my thing. I'm not going to talk about other artists like that. He's just he's a very chill, very cool guy. I know the other day he did Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places on his Instagram. And Garth Brooks responded and was like, I hope he does this live. Like, he loves Post Malone. What a genuine guy he is. And you can tell that he really loves the song and loves the music, that he is country music. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, I can't wait. There's a Morgan Wallen song with Post Malone that's been teased on social media.
Yeah.
It sounds real good.
But just know this weekend, or at least tonight, Riggles will be in them beers and crying at some Taylor Swift at his house. Sure.
tears ricochet.
Do her songs make you sad? Oh, was that a Taylor Swift reference?
Oh, yeah.
Do her songs make you sad?
No.
If you hear a sad song, do you get into it and begin to reminisce how it affects you? And like, it was sad. You
know? Yeah, she perfectly encapsulates what it's like to fall out of love, or when somebody breaks up with you. I mean, she kind of hits on some of those things. So it's really good. I find her incredibly impressive.
And then you go to bed drunk and sad.
Not sad.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
Have you ever been at a job where you wanted to work but were unable, and they sent everybody home? You have, Regan?
Yeah.
The reason, a radio friend of ours got to work the other day and their key card system had malfunctioned at work and nobody could get in the building. Like, literally nobody could get in. And all the computers overnight, the stations overnight were automated through computer. There was nobody inside. And they ended up having to go home and their show started late and he had to do it from his home studio, that kind of thing. What was your job? You wanted to work but couldn't.
Yeah, I was working on the shipment team in a retail store and we showed up at 6 a.m., which is when we always started, even though the store opened at 8 or 9. And the manager that unlocks the doors did not show up. And we waited for 20 minutes. And I was like, is this like college? Like where, the professor doesn't show up.
Yeah.
You can leave. So they tried to call her, no answer. And we're like, all right, we're going to leave. They'll call us. I mean, it's not our problem. How long are you supposed to wait?
I was working overnights on the radio. And I noticed while I was on the air, you started hearing this. That's weird. Like, I hear the music, but I hear, what is that sound? And then the meter readings were all off. And I called the engineer and he said, something had gone wrong because you're running off the exciter. And the exciter is essentially what sends the signal, if I understand correctly, from the inside the building to the pole outside the building. He goes, you're going to come get me, because he didn't drive. He was an older gentleman. It's 11:30 at night. Oh. He said, you're going to have to come get me. And I said, well, I don't have a song long enough to play that I can come get you. It goes off the air. He goes, babe. That's how he talked. He goes, babe, unless they're sitting in the parking lot, they can't hear it. So it doesn't matter. Okay.
Got it.
When I was in college, college radio, KLSU, midnight to 3 on Saturday night is when I worked. And I was on the air talking. And then suddenly I heard, I was like, uh-oh, that didn't sound right. And it turns out the entire station had gone off the air because the top of the antenna had fallen off out in the field where it is. It just fell off. I don't know if wind got it or something came loose, but we just went off the air. And the station was off the air for, I think, a day or a day and a half while they had to get up there and get a crew in to fix it again, to take it back up there and assemble it and bolt it back in place and then make sure it worked.
Our antenna fell off.
Yeah, and I had called the guy that was in there. I was like, hey, this is what's happening. He goes, oh, that's real bad. He goes, don't worry about it. You're off the air, so just shut it down.
Sick.
Have you, Rob?
No, not that I can think of.
You've just done the reverse. They thought you were coming to work and you didn't go.
Yeah.
I only did that to Carowinds, okay?
If you don't know, Rob picked up his paycheck on a Friday and then didn't go back because he'd made enough money to get there. Was it a PlayStation 3?
Nintendo GameCube.
Nintendo GameCube.
I'm set. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
No need to even tell him I'm not coming back. I'm not going to do it.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
We talk a lot about the ages actors portray when they're much older. Like the movie Grease comes to mind. They were in their 30s playing high school kids.
And it looks like they were in their 30s.
Yeah. But what about the real ages of famous characters in the movie? Not the age of the actor, but the age the character is supposed to be according to the story. Well, you don't think about a lot of this, but it's kind of weird. For example, Henry Hill in Goodfellas.
Mm.
Henry Hill, Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
One of the greatest movies of all time. When he meets Karen, he was 21 years old in that movie. Because that's a true story of someone's life.
Yeah, I knew they were young.
But Jasmine in the original Aladdin, Jasmine's 16 in that movie.
Oh.
Exactly. Snow White, 14. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Wasn't she like alone out in the woods and she stumbled upon the Seven Dwarves' house or something?
And they took her in, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's a 14-year-old doing out there alone in the woods?
Yeah. And then seven dudes.
Yeah. Ariel and the Little Mermaid, 16.
Does it say how old their suitors were supposed to be?
No, this is just all I have is the ages of the particular characters in the shows.
Well, let's hope it's like the same age.
Yeah.
Or Disney's being weird.
Yeah. Beast from Beauty and the Beast, the original animated version, he was 21. Darth Vader, when he died in Return to the Jedi, or to Return of the Jedi. That sounded like my dad there for a minute.
The Return of the Jedi.
You was watching Return to the Jedi? It's like, no, it's not called that, Dad. It's Return of the Jedi.
Darth Laser.
Yeah.
That old dang Darth Laser.
It says Darth Laser was 45 when he did Return to the Jedi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was 45 years old, which that would make sense.
Well, he looked like an old man.
Well, he had been burned in episode 3 of the prequel series, you know, to become Darth Vader. He got burned a lot.
He'd been burned.
You know, episode 3 from the prequel series?
I did that. Rob, be fair to you, I did know that Darth Vader had been burned. I was
aware
of
know that.
I did know that.
Yeah, that's the main thing in episode 3.
I was
three.
Bringing, this is where the age comes in, because I was around when they released Return of the Jedi. You know, I was a kid then, and so that was part of the story.
Yeah, and that's why he has the ventilator, and he sounds weird when he breathes.
Yeah.
He didn't know that. I don't believe you at all. You went and saw Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
I don't believe
you. I saw all three Star Wars movies when I was a kid in the theater.
Why are you still calling it Return to the
Jedi?
I made
a mistake.
Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Headed to the weekend after another exciting episode of Ace and Friends. Riggins, what is your favorite thing from today's episode of Ace and Friends?
I love you lying about seeing the original Star Wars movies, because I know you didn't.
Why would I lie about that?
I don't know. Why do you do the
first one came out in like 1978. I was a kid. I was in elementary school.
Who's like the protagonist of Star Wars?
Well, there's Luke Skywalker, played by Mark Hamill, and there's Darth Vader, and there's Han Solo, and there's Princess Leia. Those are the main four characters.
Oh, maybe you do know that.
There's also Obi-Wan Kenobi, C-3PO, R2-D2.
Gotcha.
Oh. I can't confirm. Are all those right?
That is correct. All of those. Okay. R2-D2 and C-3PO are in every one of the movies, okay?
Are they in every one?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're basically the main characters.
That's true. Rob, favorite thing today from Ace and Friends. I fucked out the name of the show for a second.
I liked the part of where the women tried on the men's clothes, and it was...
That's brutal.
That's a brutal blow to the ego. You think you're going to try on your boyfriend's clothes, and they're going to be super baggy, and they are not.
Snug as a bug in a rug.
We've got to find a way. I got to hear from how many women that's happened to.
Yeah, you just assume, like, every girl, that's like the thing. It's like they steal their boyfriend's hoodie. But what if it's not baggy like you thought it was going to be? Like,
this is uncomfortably tight.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You got to rethink everything from that point on.
So bad.
We'll see you Monday.
Ace and Friends.